This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Nobody better, my God, week after week, finding stuff that I wish I had before her than Beth Ann Rossica writing at Broad and Liberty. Headline, despite Trump's order, Pennsylvania may continue to allow boys to compete in girls' sports. So first, we found out that the NCAA, and I agree with Riley Gaines on this, that they said they were following the executive order. They're not. The news media reporting that the PIAA in Pennsylvania, keeping men out of women's sports executive order, was going to be followed. Headline, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. PIAA to follow Trump's order barring transgender athletes from girls' sports. Trib Live, PIAA to follow executive order barring transgender student-athletes from girls' sports. Jason Saylor, Perky Omen Valley School Board Director, wanted clarification directly from the PIAA. And boy, did he get it. Basically saying no. And we had Greg Rothman on, who's a new GOP. We'll have to get him on again. He said his understanding, he's on the board. Yes, we are going to follow it. How about these school boards? Before we go to Beth Ann, here is the governor of Maine in this shootout with President Trump. And I think this was the best of Trump, but, you know, I give kudos to governor of Maine. Over the weekend on Twitter, it surfaced her performing at a drag show for some reason to support it. Here's the governor of Maine with President Trump over this executive order.
The NCAA has complied immediately, by the way. That's good. But I understand Maine... Is the Maine here, the governor of Maine?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with state and federal laws.
We are the federal law. Uh-huh. Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't. And by the way, your population, even though it's somewhat liberal, although I did very well there, your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports. So you better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state. Good. I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one.
That's the best of Trump. I give credit to the governor. It was a great back and forth.
Yeah.
I'll see you in court. Yeah, well, I'll see you in court.
That should be an easy one.
That should be an easy one. Yeah. I was hoping she had another line to keep this going. Let's go to Beth Ann Rossica. Hey, Beth Ann, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon, Dom. Always great to be here. Thanks.
Well, again, I salute this guy over in Perky Omen Valley. I thought the PIAA now, based upon Greg Rothman, on my show, Beth Ann, was locked up. And then we duke it out with the school boards, and we know Central Bucks and the others were going to go through ferocious battles. Your piece and his commentary seems to indicate that the governing body over sports is not following this order.
Well, it is an interesting situation because, yes, clearly Jason Saylor reached out to me and said that he had gotten this information from PIAA, and it was just very disingenuous what PIAA said to the press. Now, an interesting update since my article came out last week. After that, the PIAA met, their board met, and they did make an adjustment to their policies, but I still don't think that their adjustment is sufficient enough to keep boys out of girls' sports. So basically what the policy used to read that I wrote about was that if there was a question about a student's gender,
right,
then the principal of the school could decide where they compete.
Yeah, so now, and let's stop right there, okay, Beth.
Sure,
what
sure.
was I've always asked, what was the mechanism? Is the principal going to be looking at genitals, have the nurse do it?
No, of course not. Of course not. It's based on this is what I think I am and this is what I want to be.
Right.
And I think
exactly.
Depending on, you know, where the principal comes down on the issue, they're going to say, okay, because they're probably afraid of a lawsuit. And I'll come back to this issue later on because the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission is really the one, in my opinion, driving everything that's happening, even with PIAA. But let me come back for a moment back to PIAA. So they've now changed the language in their policy. They changed the word gender to sex. So it reads, where a student's sex is questioned or uncertain, the decision of the school, not the principal, as to the student's sex will be accepted by PIAA.
Oh, God.
And then it says, furthermore, in accordance with the presidential executive order entitled Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports, schools are required to consult with their school solicitors relative to compliance with the order. That's what they're saying.
My goodness, these weasels.
Right.
Yeah.
It's complete garbage, Dom, because they're not saying, here's the sentence that it needs to be. Boys cannot compete in women's sports. That is what it needs to say. And they continue to wordsmith. They continue to play around. And they don't even mention that the first day in office, President Trump signed another executive order that said that there are two biological gender or sexes. And that's it. There are two sexes. So for the PIAA to use this language to say student sex, knowing that there's an executive order that defines sex as biological, male or female, it's completely disingenuous. And I will tell you that I have been made aware, I have not been able to verify this, so full disclosure, but this is what I'm hearing, that there are two biological boys in southeastern Pennsylvania who are competing at the state winter track and field events as girls. They are competing in the girls category.
Unbelievable. And when is that event, Beth Ann?
That event is this coming Sunday. It's this coming Sunday, March 2nd, up at State College.
Let me just go through this for a second. Thank you for unveiling that. You know, they try to make it the other side. You've experienced this, so have I, that we're against pickup games of boys and girls in grade school. This is at the highest level. This is at a state championship level. And young women, thank God, have almost the same ability. Sometimes they don't, to go forward in sports quite the same way as boys. This is a big shot for a female athlete at the state level.
No question, Dom. And that's what really is upsetting to me about all of this, is that we're denying young girls the opportunities to be seen by recruiters, to get college scholarships. For some of them, it might be the only way that they can afford to go to college. It's absolutely unequivocally wrong. And the fact that more people in this state are not standing up and screaming and yelling about this issue is simply appalling to me.
Well, the reason is because people like the Philadelphia Inquirer don't report it. You're one of the few. I didn't even have this, that two of them are going to be in the state level. People think the president has said it, and now it's going to be followed. And here I thought, and I'll get Greg Rothman back on. He's the chair of the GOP. He on my show said, PIAA, Dom, I want you to know the board. Now, I'm not criticizing him. God knows what goes on there. But if for listeners, if the PIAA can't straight up say we're following the law, as President Trump announced, then the school boards have another out. They're not going to comply.
No, and they're not. And let me get back to this issue with the PHRC, the Pennsylvania Right. Human Relations Commission. So this is the agency that I believe is fundamentally responsible for all of this going on in Pennsylvania. They issued a regulation in 2023 in advance of what Biden said was coming out with the new Title IX requirements, you know, expanding the definition of gender to include gender identity. So they changed their regulations to say that gender also includes gender identity. So every school district that I have heard from has said to me that they're required to follow the PHRC rules. So under those regulations, they're going to recognize gender identity as a protected class of gender. And if a kid says my gender identity is this, then you can run in or compete in that category. So until those regs are changed, none of this is going away.
Yeah. And again, well, tell me, how does the Pennsylvania Human Relations, which says a lot of stuff and they'll come after you, but they're not lawmakers. How does that supersede an executive order?
Well, I mean, I've reached out to them for comment, and you see in my article, they basically say, regardless of federal laws in the state of Pennsylvania, we have protections for people under gender identity. So they're just flat out saying, like, we basically don't care. We don't care what President Trump says. We don't care what the executive order is. And I believe that they're just waiting for a lawsuit to come to try to sort all of this stuff out.
How difficult is it? Now, we saw this shootout with the president and Maine. And again, it's easy to say it. It takes a lot to follow through on it, though. Somebody's got to have their federal money taken away at some point as an example.
Absolutely. So,
how hard is it to do that? I mean, we have tons of lawyers. We have the executive order. We have all that. Even if it's a minuscule amount, and in many cases it's not, act on it. Take it away. That ought to be job one. Otherwise, we're still going to go through this.
No, I agree. And I've reached out to some people to try to get the information to the White House and to other organizations that are working on this issue nationally so that we can, you know, put a big spotlight on Pennsylvania to say this is not good enough. We need a rule in PIAA that unequivocally says boys cannot compete in women's sports. End of story. The PHRC regulations need to be overturned. And I believe that our legislature needs to be on this. I said that in the article. Our senators and our state reps mm-hmm. should be working actively to change, to put into law regulations that say gender or sex does not include gender identity.
Well,
that's all that they
right.
need to do.
And you're more of a journalist, although you're opinionated, certainly within the bounds. I'm a big,
well, I am a hybrid.
I am a bloviator, no hybrid here. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, if I'm in the White House, I'm always looking toward our buddy, Josh Shapiro. What is he going
right.
to do? What he's doing right now, he's hoping that somehow or another, the House will have another roof leak and he won't have to act on the Fairness in Women's Sports Act that these women have
right.
put together, and he'll get out of it. Because whichever way he goes, I think could be very, very damaging. If he vetoes it, we know that he will out himself as the fake moderate that he is. If he doesn't veto it, well, then he's going to have trouble with the left.
No question there. But, you know, when you look at what this issue polls on, 70% of people don't think that boys should be able to
right.
compete in girls' sports. This really and truly should not be a bipartisan
right.
issue. I mean, most normal people think this. And so if he was smart and if he really has those political aspirations, he would be a fool to veto this because most people are on the right side.
I would agree. I would agree. But the loud voices on the other, even vote counters like this guy, Beth Ann, and that's the genius of Trump. He's taking these 80-20 issues The 20% are loud on the progressive side, and they feel they have to at least pretend to stick with it. My bet is that he would veto it, as much as you're right.
I agree. No, I do agree with you. I said he would be smart to sign it, but I agree with you. I was on the show a couple weeks ago. We talked about this. I mean, he's all over. He was all over Twitter that trans women are women. Pass it on.
Right.
I mean, he has stood steadfastly by this position. So I think it's going to be very difficult for him to flip flop on it.
Where do we find this piece and all your work, Beth Ann, and Twitter?
Yeah, so I'm not personally on Twitter. Sorry, Dom. But Broad and Liberty is. So if you go to Broad and Liberty is on Twitter, and then broadandliberty.com is the website where all of my articles and all my work is.
Great stuff, Beth Ann. Nobody could do it better. It is just wonderful stuff. Thank you, Beth Ann.
Well, thank you. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Beth Ann Rossica reporting now. Here's a nugget from that. Imagine at this level, we finally get females to the level of competition other than basketball with the WNBA, but enough of that, where they have these high level of sports, and I'm going to try to find out what sports this is happening in, and then girls, let's say it's shot put or something, who knows, or even a distance run. If it's a mediocre male or slightly above mediocre in the rankings for males, we've seen what happens. Usually, they'll beat the female. And this isn't at some, you know, who saw this high school. This is at the state winter sports level. It's something these athletes gear themselves up for. And we've been through this how many times? The wonders of athletics for females, leadership, better in school, all the things that are proven around this. Why in the world are you defiant on this? Because they're going to be. So is it an idle threat? We're going to take away the federal funding of Maine. I would make that job one. Put your best people on it. Stephen Miller, great attorney. Wally Zimmalong, put them on it. I don't care if it's a dollar you take away to start with. Take it away for once. Just don't tell them you're going to do it. Take the money away. Take every dollar that you can away. Do it to Philadelphia. Do it to Central Bucks. Do it to every single one of them. And keep doing it. Let's see what they tell their constituents when they're losing that money, they're paying legal fees. Now, Martina White's going to be here because she's really the first elected official at 1:30 to weigh in on Twitter about Larry Krasner and this ward leader out in West Philadelphia, according to news accounts and arrest records and conviction of rape of a 13-year-old, I believe, allegedly. Is endorsing Krasner. Krasner accepts. Even though he has to know, he has that case in front of him, and the sentencing will be the day after the primary. But Martina White is a former college athlete and very much a force in the Fairness in Women's Sports Act in Pennsylvania. So I'll ask her about this, see if she's aware of this, and shine the spotlight on it. We don't want males, particularly at the state level. And you could say, as we just did with Beth Ann, Dom, why would they continue to do this? Well, Kamala Harris renounced her position on fracking, and she was allowed to by the left to win to do that. She renounced it on a number of things. There was one area that we know of that was big that she did not renounce, and that was this whole issue. Why? They're scared to death to the left on this. And you can say, well, they shouldn't be, 80%, 75%. But in their party, the mob, they're afraid, and they're pretty good calculators like Josh Shapiro. They will take you down. You know, with his news flash, they're women. They say they're women, they're women. That's all you need to know. God almighty. All right. He will veto that if it comes to him. And then maybe all this moderate Josh Shapiro stuff will come out so that people see what we're really dealing with in Pennsylvania. By the way, he is the leading candidate, according to every Democrat insider that I can read or know or talk with. They think he'll be the nominee in 2028. All right, more calls coming. Hit us with a doctor. We might have one of the real contenders. I'm glad I didn't say it's one of our regulars with it. Hit us with your all-time doctor in honor of the great Dr. J. Dr. J might be the greatest theatrical player, but not in my top 20 of anybody. Henry, is he in your top 20 ever?
Top 20 ever. Oh, man.
He's not.
No, I don't think
he can't
he
shoot
is.
The ball.
Yeah. That's what it comes down to, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. So how was he able to do score so many points, et cetera? Because of his hands and his jumping ability and his theatrics were second to, we've never seen anything like
that. Oh, totally. And I'm being the one guy in the 80s that actually won a championship that wasn't the Celtics or the Lakers also helps.
Well, it was Moses Malone.
That's
never try to block Moses Malone out. First of all, he's relentless. Second of all, the sweat.
Yeah.
It's a natural advantage. If I were playing, whoa, wait a minute, got to towel him down every 5 minutes. That's the role.
Those were the worst people to guard because it's like, dude, you're sliding right off.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He didn't cheat. It was just natural sweat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I know
that.
He
did apparently wear his basketball full uniform to go see a movie. 855.
I wanted to be noticed, I guess.
Yeah, 855. Isn't that Moses Malone? 855. Let me see the sweat. Okay, it is. 855-839-1210. All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dom time, 855-839-1210. Dan Bongino to be the deputy director of the FBI. I was kind of surprised. I thought he wanted to be the head of Secret Service, but Kash Patel and Bongino there, that is dynamic stuff, to put it mildly. That's big time stuff. Expect a lot from the FBI. That's where the action's going to be. Let's go to Ralph in Langhorne. Hey, Ralph, good afternoon.
Yes, how you doing?
Good, Ralph.
Don, I listen to your show all the time.
Thank you, Ralph.
I love your show. I voted for Donald Trump. I went to his rallies in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I wore a mask. But this has affected my family now, and I don't know how to, they can't say nothing. They work for the IRS, right? My wife's got 33 years there. She needs 14 months for retirement, and they want to fire her? She works her ass off. My son works there. My daughter-in-law works there. And they want to kick them out. That's what my son, they work their aunt. What about the American people? I love Donald Trump. And I love what they did. And I hate the Democrats. They hurt our country. I'm just saying, what about the people at the IRS? That's their careers, and they're just throwing them out on the street.
Well, wait a minute, Ralph. Did they definitively give them notice? And if so, what's the reason? What's the reason?
They gave them a notice, and they got to see what they did yesterday or last week. Mm-hmm. My wife's been through 15 different jobs in 34 years there, 33. She needs 14 months for retirement. I'm not worried about that. I'm more worried about my kids. They both work there. They can't afford the mortgage.
Right.
They're out on the streets. These are American people.
Yeah, but Ralph, what about the argument, though, with your sons, with your wife, it's a little bit different, that they just don't need that many people. They're cutting back across the federal government.
I do believe in that because I don't think there's a few people that I know. I know how hard my son and my wife works, and it's just a crying shame that, do you know, anxiety? My wife is taking pills. My son's in the hospital. He's so upset that these are people in United States citizens that work and do. I just don't get it. Don't anybody have any compassion? I know it's the IRS. Everybody talks evil of them. But I know how hard they work.
All right, well, Ralph, I hear you. I'm glad you were able to voice it, Frank. I'll let people have a reaction to it. Now, look, before you jump in here, it's an easy thing to say seminar caller and all that. I didn't hear that from him. I don't think Henry did. That's why we put him on. That didn't seem to me to be made up. And again, I told you the Harris poll that's out there, what Trump is doing, some of this Doge stuff is wildly popular. Now, did Elon Musk go too far with the email over the weekend? Some people cheering it on, but Hegseth and Patel said no. They'll make the determination about people in their departments. They told him you don't have to answer that email. So each circumstance is different. Do we have too many people at the IRS? That's, you know, all those new agents that were hired. As far as Ralph's wife, that seems to be a different category. Again, there has not been, with something this big, as many stories as what Ralph just said. But we can hear your reaction to it. 855-839-1210. I don't know the basics of it. I take him at his word how he feels about it. And these things are difficult. And there will be some, what should we say, some people that are swept up in this despite a good work record. All right, let's go to Robert and Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Robert, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys
today.
Same
here.
I just wish that I had heard this much anecdotal evidence when 5 million people were fired for not taking the vax and tens of millions of Americans were crushed by Joe Biden's inflation. Nobody says a word. Now we got all these complaints coming up. I'm not saying I don't believe the guy, but I think that we need to do what's right for the country, and we can't be hampered down by these individual anecdotes about tragedy and misery. It happens all the time. People lose their jobs all the time. We need to cut the government. I'm sorry if there's going to be people who might be unfairly taken from their job because of all this, but hey, listen to Jen Psaki. Learn how to code, because that's all they had to say to us when we were losing our jobs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the only thing I would say on that, though, is I would like to see this drilled down more. I think there's some worthy people there. I take your point about COVID. That's the media, but between us, that seemed like a legit call to me, and particularly with his wife. You know, I think when you're doing something this vast and sweeping it up like this, you got to also be careful around the edges of some people who should not be crushed by this.
Well, and you also can't make necessary macro decisions while being hampered down by micro stories. That's all I'm saying. It needs to be done. I think they could do it a better way.
Right.
But
well, right. I'm not a fan of some of the Musk stuff. I'm a fan of the general thrust. But I think we have to have somebody at the micro level, too, taking a look at this. That doesn't stop that the IRS, obviously, the 87,000 agents, whatever, obviously, they're a place to start big time.
I think that we need to admit sometimes when our president isn't right. And I don't think he was right in how he characterized the start of the Ukrainian war. Okay, I don't.
Right.
We have to say when we think he's wrong sometimes, because nobody's right all the time, right? But I think that he's got things, eyes on other things, Dom, because there's other things at play here with Russia besides the Ukrainian war. What if what he's doing results in tearing Russia away from that BRICS effort? What if he puts a wedge between them and China? I mean, there's a lot of things to look at here, but we can still say you shouldn't have said Ukraine started the war.
Right. There's no advantage to it. Going after Zelensky and all is perfectly appropriate. And I agree with him demanding the rare earth deal here to make up for some of the stuff that we've lost here. But this idea that you can flatter Putin or do something, Putin's going to react, and what is in his interest, and what does he fear from Trump? Trump has the fear factor on him. He doesn't have to butter him up in any way, shape, or form.
And he could have been more ambiguous about the start of the war instead of just pinning on Ukraine. But I think it would be a great move if he had a lottery and had Eagles fans at the White House to celebrate the Super Bowl win. The team don't want to show up. The fans will.
Well, that's
go
what,
around them again.
Yeah, that's what we're going to pass on to them, Robert. Let's see if they react. I think that's a great way to send a message on this. Who's your doctor?
My doctor is somebody who, although he was a dentist, he was called a doc,
right,
but on his side gig was killing people, and that would be Doc Holliday.
Before you go, the actor who played Doc Holliday, that's the one guy that Cher said left her rather than she leaving them.
Right, right. I'm sorry. Who was that again?
Val Kilmer.
Yeah, Val Kilmer. I like Dennis Quaid better, but that's just me.
All right. It's not Dennis Quaid, though. It's Kurt Russell.
He's been depicted too many times now. I don't know.
The Tombstone's a big one.
Kurt Russell, and that's Wyatt Earp.
Yes, he's Wyatt Earp, and Val Kilmer's Doc Holliday.
Yeah.
I like Kurt Russell in that. I think
that movie rocks.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah. All right. Martina White, Representative Martina White with us. A lot to unpack with her, including this Krasner story. But I want to ask about the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. That's all straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210. All right. One of the all-time great guests that we can bring you both here in Philadelphia and in Harrisburg, Representative from Northeast Philadelphia, Martina White. Martina, welcome back. It seems like 100 years. Glad to have you today.
Hey, Dom. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well,
good to talk with you.
Yeah, I want to get to the women in sports thing. We just heard stuff about the PIAA that you are the expert on. But let's start with Krasner. I'm minding my own business. I'm in a giant supermarket waiting for my wife to come in. I get a call from a highly placed source saying, here's what's happening with Krasner, all the allegations we've heard today. And then I see Sergeant Mark Fisetta, and then I see Martina White, and now I breathe easy and think my search, to be fair and to document this, is pretty much over once, with your sources and your integrity, that you're out there placing some of this on Twitter. So what exactly, Martina, is the pushback on Krasner over this ward leader in West Philly?
Yeah, we all know that the DA is just pro-criminal, and the idea that he went to the 52nd ward, sought out the endorsement from them because obviously he needs their support, right? He's running in a Democrat primary, and I think it's like 8% or something that are from the 52nd ward that are Dem primary voters. So
right.
He needed this guy's support who wound up being convicted of, it's called aggravated indecent assault. of a child. And, you know, I think that the idea that the district attorney now is claiming that, oh, he didn't know that that guy was going to be there, and that he didn't know that the circumstances around the crimes that he committed, you know, it's just classic progressive D.A. Krasner, you know, excuses and, you know, inappropriate behavior as far as I'm concerned.
Well, the indictment, too, is the media, if they want to get Krasner's side of it, whatever that is, the Inquirer still has not covered it. I think it's a news story when you see this. And particularly, there are two factors here, Martina. 8% of the vote this guy influences. He is a powerhouse, apparently, there. That's what I'm told. And the other point on all this with Krasner, it just plays into his disregard with his taxes on his buildings and everything else.
Yeah, he's all about putting his political career before worrying about anything that has to do with morals or, you know, making sure things are complied with under the law. So, you know, it's, to me, it's just not unusual. And I've said this before, but like the progressives and what has just become of the Democrat Party, these are the people who left the border wide open. They enabled children and human traffickers to come across the border. You've got Joe Biden sniffing little kids' hair. You got the Democrats out of Hollywood. They're backing with the whole Epstein Island issue. And then you got Josh Shapiro with his sexual harassment scandal. And then, you know, these guys are both, Shapiro and Krasner are both backed by George Soros's family. So, you know, they have the same mentality, and I just think it's disgusting and it's got to stop. I'm tired of hearing the stories about Krasner and all the things that he either did or didn't do correctly, and I think it's just time for him to go.
Well, to that point, too, it seems, look, and I try to take my emotion out of this, and I know you do, too, and look at this in political reality. It seems to me, though, having Dugin on a couple of times, he's a great central casting to run against Krasner. The building trades behind him. Somebody told me over the weekend they think the black clergy might split their vote here, etc. It seems like this is a real shot this time around, not just look at how bad Krasner is and then he wins.
Yeah, I think that, look, I know Judge Dugin just from, you know, visiting the Veterans Court to see what the experience is for the people who are in that, who you know, go through that process. And I think that he's got a real shot to win this race on the Democrat primary side. And that, I think, you know, the fact that he was outspoken about this issue and others when it comes to Krasner is a good thing. We need more accountability. We need to make sure that, you know, Krasner's done and is no longer our DA here in Philly.
How about on the Republican side? Are there any, I don't know of any names, who would run on the Republican side for DA? Have there, you heard internally anybody that's wanting to do this?
So I talk with the party periodically, well, pretty frequently, actually. But, you know, I don't think that they've come up with anybody. I know they've done a strong search and tried to, you know, do digital ads and other things to recruit. But it is very difficult. There's no doubt about it. We saw what happened with well-funded candidates in the past. This is no easy feat for anyone who runs for public office in the city of Philadelphia. But in particular, when you're going up against, you know, Krasner, who's backed, like I said, by a multi-billionaire, yeah, George Soros. Direct funding. I mean, you know, it's certainly not an easy thing. It's an uphill battle, and that's why so many Philadelphians have to step up during this election cycle and, you know, vote him out.
Let's talk about the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which, you know, I've heard about your background and some of these other women we've had on. And to me, as you know, I had five sisters who all played sports, and I saw the things it did, that they were just coming up in it. You were in the mid wave, I guess. We had on Beth Ann Rossiga writing at Broad and Liberty, who says that the PIAA, Martina, still has not just said they're behind what Trump has said vis-a-vis executive order. And she told us she has reports of two males who will be competing against females at the winter state events. I didn't get the events yet. We'll see if we can get that. And for somebody who played in a very competitive level, I don't know if you've ever played at the state level or not. I remember when I was teaching high school and the one team at the school went to the state level for baseball. It was like the biggest thing in the world.
Yeah, it is a really big deal. I participated once for soccer going out to the PIAAs, and it's an amazing experience. And to have so many individuals who get to compete in a fair way, I mean, that's the whole point of it, is fair competition. And to not have the Fairness in Women's Sports Act in place here in Pennsylvania is going to now allow for that type of, you know, unfair competition to take place in a few weeks, I guess, and according to what I guess the woman had said.
So, Martina, how does that bill stand? It seems to me pretty obviously it would pass in the Senate, but what happens in the House? Can you even get it? Because the last time it did pass and Wolf vetoed it, and then we get to Shapiro, I think he would veto too, but maybe not. So where does it stand?
So right now it has been reintroduced in the House. And it's my understanding it will very likely. So Barb Glime is one of the key leaders on this bill, and the other members that are on it with her, including myself, are prime co-sponsors of it in the House. But it's my understanding that it's going to come over from the Senate, and it's being introduced again this session in order for us to get it over the finish line and up to Governor Shapiro's desk. It's going to be difficult, but, you know, there are different rules in place now that weren't available to the House Republicans that we now might be able to use in order to get it to be ran on the House floor, whereas the Democrat leader right now probably wouldn't run it. So, you know, we're very hopeful, but we'd like to see it come over from the Senate. And then as soon as we can get it ran in the House, it'll go straight to the governor and hopefully he'll sign it. But you're probably right, Dom. I mean, Josh Shapiro, I don't think he's reversed Governor Wolf's mandate that they have the transgender bathrooms out in Harrisburg, you know, like in the Capitol building. So we're just like stuck between a rock and a hard place with this governor, because he makes promises and doesn't keep them, and then says he's for one thing and then changes his mind the next day. And so we'll see what he does with it if we can get it to him.
Well, that's good news with new rules. Here's what I'm taking from it. If it comes up to a vote, the last time, and I know a couple of representatives who Democrats who I think would vote for it, it would be bipartisan, even if it's five or seven Democrats. I think he vetoes it. And I know that's difficult because you still don't get it passed probably, but in the governor's race coming up and nationally, this is a killer. Whatever is in his head and the bubble they're in, it's an 80-20 with people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is definitely an issue that parents and young women all across the Commonwealth want to see addressed. And it's certainly an 80-20 issue, and we can get it done. It's just a matter of getting it up for a vote, and then I think the votes are going to be there. It's just a matter of actually being able to vote the bill in the House.
Martina, what's next for you? What's the next big thing in Harrisburg? What should we be looking for?
Oh, boy, Dom, there is so much coming down the pipeline. I would say one thing that a few things that I'm focused on. We're still pursuing school choice advocacy, so making sure the kids get access to scholarships so they can go to the school that works best for their educational needs. And then also to that end, look, there's going to be some really big energy policy, I think, being proposed by the House Republicans and senators alike, because families are currently in crisis mode. I mean, they're trying to afford their child care. They can't get back to work to make more income. You need a two-parent household to even have, make a decent living out there working. And so they're trying to afford stuff. And then energy is a major cost, too. So I suspect we're going to see increases in costs, even with what Josh Shapiro was doing, you know, suing PJM and all this stuff. And I can go into detail at another time. But, you know, our energy bills are supposed to go up like $15 a household come the end of June because of basically the governor having this Reggie illegal tax proposal floating out there, and it's disincentivizing big companies to come in and invest in our state and help us lower energy costs. So we have our work cut out for us. Plus you've got SEPTA, just all kinds of issues. You got the skill games issue, and you got the governor advocating for legalizing cannabis. So we're all over the place a little bit.
Are you on record on the legalization of cannabis in Northeast Philadelphia going to be a pot zone?
I'm actually not. I'm trying to figure out where the district stands on that issue.
Okay.
I've posted about it a couple times to try to get a semblance of, you know, apparently it's like a 50-50 issue. I know people say, oh, it's like a 70-30 or something like that, but it's actually closer to like a 50-50 issue for a lot of people. And when you ask, you're like, oh, you know, everybody already does it, so why not just legalize it and get the money? And then other people are like, well, I can't even get employees to work in my workplace because they're, you know, they're smoking stuff. And you know, and I don't, you know, some people, they're like, oh, I don't want them smoking near my kids out on the front porch. And it's like, okay, well, you know, these are all things I got to think about and consider. But, you know, I think Northeast Philly, you know, we'll figure it out. We always
do. All right. We're Northeast Philly's really coming alive, and you've been there right from the beginning, as always. Thank you, Martina. Anytime, please let us know what you're up to.
All right. You got it, Dom. Thanks. Take it easy, guys.
Representative Martina White. All right, take a break. But Chris, please stay there, Chris. I'm going to get your point of view. You heard the government call. You heard the guy with IRS. I'm getting people emailing me on social media saying, look, I kind of feel for the guy. Didn't think he was a seminar caller at all. All right. I think Chris has a different point of view. So, Chris, you're next on that. 855-839-1210. All right. Great stuff from Martina White. Let's go, Dom Giordano Show, to Chris in South Jersey. Hey, Chris, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. How you doing today?
Good, Chris.
So I want to know where it is that if you become a government employee, you have a job for life, and come hell or high water, you can never lose that job no matter what you do or what anybody says.
Well, I don't think the guy said that. So let's address what he said, because I think, of course, we're in agreement with that. That's ridiculous, and so are some of the union activities. But should this be more pinpoint? I get the macro. We got to move on this. If he's accurate, people working there just swept up in this because of the broader wave of government employees who are worthless.
But he didn't say that. You asked him if they had sent them anything or said anything to them, and he said they had to say what they did last week.
No, but I think he's saying that they've been told that. So suppose they've been told that they're on the look. Who likes the IRS, right? What do you say to that? Is that saying that's a lifetime job? And how dare you? I didn't hear that from the guy.
That's what I hear. He's saying that his wife of 30 years is going to be cut no matter what.
Right.
That's not what I'm hearing.
Okay, well,
who has said that they're just going to cut right across the board, they're going to cut X amount of people, and it doesn't matter what you say or what you do, how good your job is or how bad it is, how long you've been there or how soon you've been there? Who has said that's how it's going to happen?
I think that they've been given notice of this. They're afraid on this.
That's not what I heard when he said it.
I have to listen back. Did he say
that? That seems to be what the common misconception, or what these government workers seem that they're entitled to that job because they are a government worker. And economy be damned, if you have a government job, you have that for life. Nobody has a job for life.
I think the point he's making, though, I didn't hear any of that from him. It's amazing how we hear different things. That's fine.
On
that point, you're right. I didn't hear a guy making that argument, though. I heard a guy making an argument, shouldn't this be more pinpointed? And I don't see that it is. And the argument is, you can't. You got to move in quickly on this. Isn't that what Musk has been about?
Well, if they can do it in the IRS, why can't he do it with Patel and with the defense guy?
Well, I agree with
you. I don't think there's anything out there that says that they have to do that Musk's way.
Right.
And I think whoever's in charge of the IRS, I don't know who's in charge of the Treasury.
Right.
Why can't they step in and say, no, we have people that have a good job, and that's how we want to. Those are the people we want to keep.
Okay, you and I have come around.
Yeah. Based on performance.
You've come around to the same position then. I'm definitely
That's not what I heard from the other gentleman.
Here's what we're going to do. We'll take his call. Henry, put it aside and tomorrow we'll replay it and we'll see what people think. And I promise to give it a listen with what you've said in mind, because first thing I'm listening for is this seemed to me like someone who's a seminar car doing this just to attack Trump. So I'm listening for that a lot, but we'll do it. Who's your doctor, Chris?
Miss Dr. Livingston, I presume.
Great line. Absolutely. Coming up, Dr. Presler, I believe. Let's make Scott Presler. I'm going to give him an honorary doctorate from Dom Giordano University this summer. Mark that one down, Henry. Tell Presler that. He's on the line there calling in. Dr. Scott Presler will be with us, and he said he couldn't sleep a wink last night because he was waiting like Santa Claus for the numbers from Pennsylvania. Is Pennsylvania closer to being a red state? What's going on in New Jersey? And what is Dr. Presler up to? All right, you heard Chris. What did you hear in that call? You know, I'm not going to dismiss people that are in pain around something like that. But on the broader level, I agree. Just because you're a federal worker, you know, part of the email could have been to see if they respond at all. Because the argument is they don't. And they haven't done it for years. They're still on the ledger, but they're not doing anything. That's real. All right. So case by case is always the best thing. It's hard to do that, though, on this big macro level. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. Scott Presler next. And also, we'll have Dom's Money Melody and your calls. Hang in there. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.